Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham right here in our operations area with the latest update on Hurricane Isaias. Well, the latest information, we have 75-mile-an-hour winds, the movement northwest at 15 miles an hour. You can see the structure on the satellite. You know, still you're not really seeing that traditional eye because there's cloud cover over it, but you can see the large expanse of this storm, and that's something we need to keep talking about. It's not just this one point, not just this one track. It's a very large system with heavy rainfall, and you start seeing the seas. There's all sorts of impacts with this, and we're really going to dive into that when we start looking at this storm closer. And the latest advisory, we just issued this a little bit ago. The latest advisory has that 75 miles an hour and that movement. But a couple things to notice here. You notice the very center of the system where we have the current location, but you also see the tropical storm force winds extending several hundred miles away from the center. So real important to think of this as a very large system as it comes closer to the Florida coast and also the Bahamas. So we still have hurricane warnings throughout many of the islands around the Bahamas, but also we got, you only got to get really looking into this too. We got hurricane warnings, watches, and tropical storm warnings for the Florida coast. So please go to our website, hurricanes.gov, and really start looking at exactly what's going on in your local area and listen to those local officials for the advice that they give you. So with time, you can see what's happening here. Let's look at the timing here. So 2 p.m. on Saturday, getting closer to the Florida coast, and then even by 2 p.m. Sunday, real close to the Florida coast. So let's expand it a little bit. I did want to show the big picture of what's happening. So as we move forward, the closer these points are together, the slower the movement. So when the system starts making that turn, we start getting a slowing. But with time, it's not just Florida, the Bahamas, we got the Carolinas, Georgia, Virginia, all the way up to the East Coast. So this is going to be something we're going to be dealing with through the weekend and even in to early next week. So that's what we're looking at. Pay attention. You got to keep tuned this weekend to see what's going on with this system because there will be impacts. I really wanted to talk about some of those impacts. One of them is going to be winds. And then we talk about really wrapping up your preparedness when you start seeing those tropical storm force winds. And this is a good way to look at it. This is the be ready by graphic. So when you start seeing tropical storm force winds, it really becomes too dangerous to be outside. So look at tomorrow, Saturday, and into tomorrow afternoon and evening for portions of Florida. Got to start wrapping up that preparedness. And into Sunday for Georgia, into the Carolinas, Monday, and even into Tuesday. This is the timeline to really think about how to wrap things up. Furthermore, we start talking about the water. One of the biggest threats from these systems is water. We are looking at storm surge. So we do have a storm surge. Watch up for portions of Florida. Not every area gets these values, but some locations where the water gets trapped, that onshore flow, 2 to 4 feet possible in some of these areas. And that's a large expanse of the Florida coastline, even further south, even towards North Miami Beach, 1 to 3 feet. So if you're in one of those areas, you really need to pay close attention, especially with the water, and listen to those local officials. If there are places that you don't need to be, listen to them and get to high ground. Rainfall as well, water's the big thing. That's the latest update on the hurricane, and we'll have more as things change here at the National Hurricane Center.